This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Vilotti Show with Rico. Stoney here with Rico all week. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We were just discussing the fact that at the spring game in Boulder this weekend, Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders will be having their jerseys retired. And we both agree that, I mean, guy won the Heisman Trophy, should have his jersey retired. I question whether he should wait a year. But Colorado tradition basically is, you know, the year after you're done, if you're going to retire a jersey, they do it. They've retired six jerseys. And Rico was kind of alarmed about Shedeur Sanders because he said he's really not that good. And you know what? And I was looking back at other Colorado players that probably should have their jersey retired. And I mentioned Eric Bieniemy. He's their all-time leading rusher.
Yeah.
3,940 yards, averaging 5.6 yards a carry, and 42 touchdowns from scrimmage.
And the thing about Shedeur is good, he's not great. Jersey retirement means
right. You're
special, you're great. Mm-hmm. You did something that a lot of people at that school never did.
He was he's fifth all-time in yardage. You know who's fourth? Somebody whose jersey probably should be retired at the Big House, Joel Klatt.
You know what?
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was for you.
There you go.
That was for you. But yeah, Joel Klatt's fourth. Shedeur Sanders is in now. Joel Klatt played for 4 years, had more attempts. But yes.
I just don't understand it, but yes. I do think that that's, you know what? Colorado pushed an agenda, and they got his jersey retired. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, but okay. Yes. Hunter, you won the Heisman. Shedeur, what did you win?
Not a heck of a lot.
No.
Got a lot of NIL money.
Yeah.
Got a lot of things. Helped make the program relevant, no doubt about it. Anyway, Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas, was visiting in our area the other day, huh? The Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm trying to figure out why. And the only thing I could think of, because certainly wide receiver is not exactly a weakness for the Detroit Lions. I mean, you got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got J-Mo. Get to him in a second. Patrick's pretty good. You have good tight ends. The passing game is pretty good. Khalif Raymond coming back. They'll probably draft another wide receiver. I thought so during, you know, that they will during the draft. But it never crossed my mind that Matthew Golden would be on their radar because everything I've seen has been, you know, anywhere mid to late first round or early second round, which it makes no sense to me.
Well, it does if he's going to be your new starting wide receiver, taking somebody's spot. That's the only way it would make sense. Because other than that.
Well, look at this. Cut Tim Patrick. Is that what you're saying?
No, because here's the thing. We're, 8 days away from the draft?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I got to think your time is valuable that, okay, because people are like, oh, it's a smoke screen. I don't have that much time that I can waste a couple of hours on somebody that I really have no thought of drafting, but I want to make these other teams think I'm going to draft him. That's 3-4 hours that you're never going to get back. that you're that doesn't work right now. Like, I gotta think anybody that you're bringing in, anybody you're flying out to go see, is somebody that you want. So the fact that Matthew Golden, you were checking him out, mm-hmm. tells me he's on your radar, which leads me to, you got to wonder, is this the replacement to J-Mo? Because you can't keep everybody.
No. And look, I think everybody believes that J-Mo will get the fifth year extension, and then after that, he's going to be a free agent. Because like you said, they can't keep everybody. I mean, yes, the cap keeps going up, and I know you guys always say the cap isn't real. Well, the cap is real in a certain extent because you can't keep everybody. You're going to probably pay for two safeties, definitely Kirby Joseph, probably next week during the draft, before the draft, that's what they do. But when we know Hutch, and you know, goes on and on, the guys they've already extended so far, you don't have enough money for that, cap-wise. A first-round pick for that – replace Jameson Williams now this year? That doesn't, I don't know, make sense to me.
I mean, unless you can get value for trading J-Mo right now.
Yeah.
That some other team is sitting there saying, you know what? We'll make him our guy. We'll make him our number one option, and we'll send you some picks in return that you can move up, and now you could afford to pay the Kirby Josephs and all of that because you get to start the clock all over again, especially if you take Golden in the first round. You've now bought yourself 5 years on a wide receiver.
But who, let me ask you this, 248-539-9797. You guys, David, Kenny, chime in as well. Who out there do you think needs Jameson Williams that badly that they're going to give up, you know, a first-round pick or any type of draft collateral for Jameson Williams?
I mean, Stoney, it's one of those, it's the NFL. You see the surprise trades all the time. You're like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
I mean, your team, they got rid of, you know, what?
Debo.
Debo, and, yeah. You know, who knows
about They got rid of Debo. They thought about getting rid of Ayuk.
Yeah, you know.
But, you know, there was nobody that offered anything. You see what happened with Cincinnati, where their receivers were pretty much out there. If you offer me a right deal, Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins have said, if you come with the right deal, we'll trade him. Wide receivers, I know we love to value them, but yet they are really not valued that much in the NFL.
Because there's so many of them.
Fans value them.
Because they're fun.
But you look at the Super Bowl, I mean, okay, you had A.J. Brown, but other than that, most Super Bowl winning teams don't have that great Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Right, or even two really good ones. Philly had, you know, Devontae Smith is pretty damn good,
right,
too. Yeah, I mean, what other team would, I don't know, I don't think the Lions are going to be able to get that much for him.
See, I just wonder, is J-Mo going to be a part of this Lions core? Like, do you feel like J-Mo will be right up there with Amon-Ra and P'nai Sewell and all of the people that they've locked up for time? I don't see J-Mo being a part of this Lions core. I think J-Mo is a great toy. I think J-Mo is a great piece to have right now. He's fun. He's fast. He can do all of that stuff. I don't think he's the long-term solution that eventually he's one of those pieces you could part with, bring in somebody else, and keep this thing going. You don't pay him, you pay somebody else.
Right, but you don't have to do it now. Why would you trade? Why would you draft a wide receiver in the first round? You could keep J-Mo for two more years.
I mean, it's value. Because after a
but
while,
if you trade him now, then you don't have to pay him the $15 million, which would be
the fifth year.
The fifth year, and then that money can go elsewhere.
Right.
And somebody else will be like, you know what? We'll gladly take that on because we're in our Super Bowl run, and we'll see what happens. And when our run is over, then he'll be a free agent. We'll let somebody else
out. But the Lions are that team, are in their Super Bowl run.
Right, but they're paying everybody.
But can't Golden do just what Jameson can do? So are you really missing anything if you get Golden and don't have Jameson?
I don't know. I think there are so many other needs on this team. Besides wide receiver, then you could swallow the $15 million next year that you have to pay him. If he has a really good year this year, you'll figure out a way.
Let's look at his RAS score.
Stoney, I'm with you. I don't know why they're doing this. I just think that the smoke screen, time's too valuable and leading up to the draft. This is somebody that I thought maybe if he's around in the second round, but I don't think he's going to be around in the second
round. Well, maybe they're thinking, they're doing their due diligence. You know, if he's around in the second round, maybe we can trade up in the second round.
See, I'm
thinking. That's different.
Or maybe you trade up and get back into the first round.
Okay.
And select him in the first round.
You give up your second round, second and a fourth or something, whatever the chart.
Now, I don't think that once again. That in my world, that ain't a smart move.
Not me neither. I'm with you.
But you know what? Let Brad cook.
Right. Well, they did it for J-Mo.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it.
I will give you a mock trade. And I'll see if you think for Jameson. And see if you would like this trade.
Okay.
I'll do that next.
Oh.
You're
look at
really
Dave.
Good at the tease. 97-1 right, the ticket.
So we found out that the Lions brought in, they took a look at Matthew Golden. And we're all kind of speculating, why? Does this mean it's the end of J-Mo? Are they looking at bringing in another wide receiver? We really don't know. We're just letting Brad cook. But to me, it kind of sounds like if you bring in one, you don't need the other. David, you had a mock trade. What is that?
Well, it's not mine. I'm going to give credit to him. It's Mike Payton, who covers the Detroit Lions. He actually wrote the article about not being shocked if Jameson Williams gets traded, which caused a lot of things on social media, but he has a mock trade on here. So the Lions would be trading Jameson Williams to the Jags to pair Jameson Williams up with their star rookie wide receiver there in Brian Thomas. The Lions would be getting a third and a sixth round selection in this year's draft. First question is, do you see them getting a third and a sixth in this year's draft? Is that too much? Not enough?
That's about right, actually.
I was about to say, I know a lot of people think that he's a Hall of Famer, but that's about
third
right.
and a sixth.
That's
okay.
About right.
Yeah. So then that gives you an extra third round selection. You can go for his defense. But a third and a sixth, that seems reasonable to me. So yeah, I would do it. All if right. Golden is there at 28, I would say yes.
Or I was about to say it's one of those where maybe you move up and you get one of those final selections in the first round.
That's true.
And you trade away a second and a third since you now have a couple of thirds because you got one for Aaron Glenn.
Correct.
And then you get this extra third as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a bunch of thirds that you can kind of say, hey, you know.
And there's some edge rushers available.
Hey, Kansas City, you really interested in this guy, or would you like to really stock up?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. But it is very interesting because I don't think that he's going to be a part of the core of this team. I don't think that this is going to be one where they're going to re-sign him.
Right, because Mike also points out, and he's right, Mike Payton, who David was referring to, when you look at the extensions and the projections of the extensions, Hutch, 4 years, 160, right? That's pretty much people believe he's going to get $40 million a year. Kirby Joseph, 4 for $82 million. Branch, 4 for $82 million. That's what safeties will get. Gibbs, 4 for $89 million. Laporta, 4 for $80 million. J-Mo, 4 for $120 million. And he says you can't pay them all.
You can't sign everybody.
So. No. So I'll tell you who else I think might be in jeopardy is either if they sign Kirby, Branch might be in jeopardy because that's a lot for two safeties, although Branch does more and he's so good. They probably is Laporta.
Okay. Laporta, I would actually keep because having a difference maker tight end, when you have one, you make sure you hold on to him. You do. Kirby, I'm not. Branch, I would make sure he's never leaving because Branch can play, you know, the slot. He can play safety. He could do a lot.
Right. Kirby's good, but let's be honest.
To choose between the two.
Branch. We agree. Yes. And a lot of Kirby's, not a lot, but some of Kirby's interceptions were thrown right to him.
He's playing center field.
Yeah.
He's reading the quarterback's eyes. He's playing center field and he goes and he gets it. I understand.
He's very good. This is not a knock on Kirby Joseph, but I agree. You might not be able to pay both of them at that similar positions.
So, yeah. 248-539-9797. Do you see J-Mo is a part of this Lions core? Because I don't. And the reason why you would trade, if you're going to do what this article says, you trade him now because you're going to get the most value for him now, where if you get two picks, the longer you wait, now you're only getting a six-round selection.
Right.
So yeah. If you're not going to hold on to him.
Oh, yeah.
And you could bring in another receiver who could do that. Because Brad Holmes, like I said, a lot of people just follow him blindly. I don't think he's just doing this to waste time. I don't think he's doing this as a smokescreen. I don't think he's just – your time is valuable this week. So this is somebody that's on their radar that they brought in.
There's no doubt that Golden's a really good player. He, as they say, run very fast. But it's as the team is constructed right now, it's an ultra luxury pick that you don't make unless you're trading another wide receiver.
Exactly. Because
you're just going to dump a wide receiver.
Right, because now first of all, I need to see what this new offense is going to look like.
Right.
Okay, because we're all just assuming, he's just going to pick up where Ben Johnson left off. No, this could be a whole new offense that we see.
I don't think it'll be a whole new offense because he was part of it when it started, and I think this is more Campbell's offense than people give him credit for anyway.
I think Campbell had the veto rights. I think Campbell had certain plays he wanted, but I think in essence, Campbell kind of told Ben Johnson, look, you want to be a head coach? Come up with the offense. Make sure we score a lot of points. You do your thing. On fourth down, I can veto a play or call for a play. Make sure you have a bunch of fourth down plays for me. But calling the game, I think that Ben Johnson played the role of a catcher. He called the games. That's just me.
Yeah, he called the game. But as far as designing the whole game plan for the season and for games, I think that had Dan Campbell's fingerprints on it more than people give him credit for. That's my point, is when you create an offense.
Well, I think,
he's an offensive guy. Points,
design some plays.
Well, he's an offensive guy, Dan Campbell. It's not that, you're not having Aaron Glenn as a head coach, let's say, design an offense. No, Dan Campbell, tight end coach, offense.
We'll find out. I think this was a lot more Ben. We'll find out this year how much Dan Campbell was in there.
Go to Mike. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Great talking to you.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Just wanted to bring up a quick point, and I get it. The love for J-Mo, especially, he's made some personal mistakes in the past, that kind of thing. But I think what we're overlooking is what he brings to the offense, and that is his speed. It's such an important role of how he opens up and how defenses have to respect his speed. To entrust that to a rookie and to say, because we're in the win now mode, right? So to say that we're going to take a key piece. So when you're throwing around, we can't pay everybody. I understand the Kirby Joseph thing. But if you look at the production of the Lions tight ends, after Hockenson and between Laporta, it's clear that Laporta is the guy that you should not pay. You have actually a really valuable piece because Jameson Williams is truly one of the fastest guys in the NFL. And as much of a head case as he might be, and he might be a little bit expensive, for what he brings to the offense and the opening that he creates for Gibbs underneath and the way that secondaries have to respect that and keep them from beating them deep, I think it'd be crazy to entrust that role to a rookie, especially in a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl right now.
But see, Mike, I would look at the wide receiver situation in Cincinnati because that's going to be J-Mo. You're going to have to – if you want to keep him, he's going to be asking for a ridiculous amount of money. I don't know if he's worth that or not. And as far as Laporta – I do think that Laporta is a difference-making tight end. He could do a lot, and I'm not going to let him go someplace else. I'm going to make sure he is a Lion until he does not want to be a Lion anymore.
I do have a question for you, Mike, because you're talking about not relying on a rookie. Where are you on the whole defensive end situation for the Lions? Were you on the get Trey Hendrickson boat or what?
Okay, so if you told me that we were moving off of Jameson Williams and you were going to get a Trey Henderson, if that was the deal, if that was the kind of move that you were talking about making and that was the risk that you were willing to take, then that's a risk I would absolutely take. But for picks, for a team that's – I'm not trying to be the Steelers and be really good forever, okay? I'd rather win once and have to figure a way to rebuild it. And all I'm going to say is this, is that J-Mo, they moved up for a reason. He is a special player. And I believe, personally, and Rico, I would counter your point with Sam LaPorta. Go look at the stats between the buckets of golf balls they had playing between LaPorta and Hockenson and look at the production they got out of them. And there are a lot of better run-blocking tight ends out there than Sam LaPorta. I'm not saying he doesn't get his hands dirty, but he's hardly a great run-blocking tight end.
And Mike, I get that. But I look at what LaPorta does in the red zone, and I'm like, he is somebody that now you got to pick your poison. Do you look at the backfield or you're looking at LaPorta? Oh, and by the way, and there's Amon-Ra. Like, he adds so much in the red zone. That's why I think he's valuable.
But it seems, thanks for the call, Mike, it seems that there are two or three of those tight ends minimum that come out in the draft every year, though.
Are they? I look at, maybe I value LaPorta, but I look at him and he's one, in my world, he's right up there with the Kelseys and the Kittles and all of that. He's pretty good.
He's really good.
That if put it this way, if you released him, about 20 other eight teams would get rid of their guys and pick him up. That means you have something.
248-539-9797. 248-539-9797. By the way, Kenny, I don't know, you know, if you buy hockey jerseys or not, but if you do, you might want to order a Grand Rapids Griffins jersey number 39.
I saw this.
Because he's here. The savior is here in Grand Rapids.
Axel Sandin Pelika has arrived.
Yes.
Oh, in boy. Michigan. Yes. In the state of Michigan.
That's exactly right.
We're just 3 years away.
Yeah, we are officially a year away from being a year away.
We're on the clock.
Yeah.
To be on the clock.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And do we have some news concerning the guy who might have changed college football for the better?
Well, in the world of bad negotiation tactics, Nico, I'm not going to pronounce it.
Right. Unlike me.
Yeah, he opted out of his $2.4 million to try to hold out for more money. Well, multiple reports have multiple programs waiting for his value to drop to $1 million. So congratulations, you just lost half your money.
So Mr. Iamaliava will have to wait.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. If you're Nico, what you want to do is you probably, to save face, take less money to show it wasn't about the money. And mistakes were made, and we're going to move on. Go to a team that where you could put up video game stats, because here's the thing. People will forget about all of this.
Oh,
you know what I know? Everybody at Arizona State hated Jaden Daniels. Hated him. The team took a picture basically to a middle finger to his locker when he left. Nobody talks about that now. He's this great person. He's this, he's that. If you're Nico, you could change your image. If you go out there, you win, you take less money.
Now, do you think this is going to be a sign to other kids thinking about holding out that, hey, maybe the grass isn't greener. Maybe I can't get that $4 million instead of the 2.4.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe time and a place.
So the Jaden Daniels thing you're talking about, they liked him when he was his teammate. They just gave him the finger when he left, right?
I don't think they liked him as a teammate. Oh,
they didn't like him as a teammate. No? They just dealt with him.
Oh, right. Okay. I guess he came in with all of this, you know, pomp and circumstance, and I guess they said he wasn't a good teammate. So he leaves. He wins the Heisman. He goes to the NFL. Yeah, the people at Arizona State made it known. His teammates, they did not like him one bit.
All right, 248-539-9797. James, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, James.
I want to make a quick comment that I think it would be very foolish to get rid of J-Mo, because he hasn't been here long, and I've seen the improvement in how he catches the ball, and I'm amazed at his speed. So I really think that it would be the foolish mistake to get rid of him at any cost. Wait for him and then pay him what it's worth. And he's going to prove how much he's worth, because I just analyzed and see him every time he come on the field that he's just an outstanding player.
James, I tend to agree with you. I think you sign him at a 5-year thing. His fifth year, you pay him. You might have to overpay him a little bit, make it $15 million a year. And if he doesn't live up to that, in your opinion, then you just let him walk as a free agent.
So you're saying pay him the fifth year?
Yeah, you pay him the fifth year.
Okay. Me, Stoney, it's that's what I thought they were going to do. But the fact, I'm like, well, why did you bring Golden in?
And they still could. They still could.
Or if he, for some reason, does, because the caller was correct. He has gotten better each year.
He's gotten better, but that also leads me to wonder, okay, you know, you have to, if you're not going to have him be a long-term part of this team, his stock is high right now.
Thank you.
Maybe
yes.
we could cash in on this. And I know a lot of Detroiters are going to get upset because it's like, oh my God, it's J-Mo. But there are other wide receivers out there
as
well.
Yes, I know, but I think you are at this, you are at this window, and if, I definitely give him one more year.
But Golden, okay, while Golden would be a replacement, he would be doing the same things in the offense that J-Mo does, but he would also add an element on special teams.
Return.
So and right that now, element there adds, and the returns change in the NFL now.
And as much as people love J-Mo right now on this team is what, the fourth or fifth option? You got the two running backs. You got Amon-Ra.
St. Brown, Gibbs, Montgomery, LaPorta.
And now I'm saying, at that point, would you put him ahead of LaPorta or behind LaPorta? You're now looking
it's
at
It's right fourth. There, yeah.
He's your fourth or fifth option.
Well, you talk about returns. He can return for me, right? If you're going to put Matthew Golden as your number two wide receiver and a return guy, you might as well do it with J-Mo.
Well, they haven't. And why haven't they?
Give it to Khalif.
I'm just saying, it's... They brought in Golden for a reason. I don't know what Brad is cooking in the kitchen right now, but if he's not going to be a part of your long-term solution and you can get a good – because as the years go on, the value of J-Mo will go down. So if you can get two picks for him and you could draft somebody else, sure.
I understand.
Do your thing, Brad.
I understand the logic. I do. And by the way, he's not cooking. He's perusing the aisles right now.
Nice.
He's in Kroger. He's in Meijer. He's looking at the groceries right now.
Oh, please. That's a private chef. He ain't going to Kroger.
Yeah,
come on.
Is.
That's Brad freaking Holmes.
Well, he's got
his basket.
Exactly.
No.
He's low key.
No.
He's low key. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Rob in Brighton. What's up, Rob?
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, I am not one of those Detroiters, Stoney. I might be in the very small minority, but I do not know why they would want to re-sign Jameson Williams. There's a lot of fast players that come out every single year. He hasn't played much. He hasn't produced much. He's had countless dumb decisions outside of the football building, on social media. He's been suspended several times. I don't see why. I don't understand the love affair with Jameson Williams. He hasn't produced anything. He has gotten better. I agree with the last caller. But besides that,
well,
there's players like him coming out of the draft every single year.
Just to be clear, Rob, I would definitely not sign him long term. I'd sign him to the fifth year.
Yeah.
Rob, I think the love affair comes where it's like the first time the Lions have one of those toys that you see in other cities in J-Mo.
Yeah.
Look at what he can do. And it's just like, he's not the only one. I'm with you.
Yeah, but you kind of alluded to my point right before you put me on was I would not resign him in the fifth year, but I would shop him and trade him. I mean, I would try to get something for him, especially if he does something this upcoming year. Because Rico, you're right. He's the fourth or fifth option. And if this is going to be a Jamar Chase, T. Higgins situation, I want no part of that. None.
Right,
zero.
Right, because Rob, in the end, if you want to he's going to ask for a bunch of money. And you're like, okay, but.
Yeah.
You're not even the main. Like, Amon-Ra, I get why they re-signed him.
100%.
But you're the fourth or fifth option in this offense. I don't
Enrico,
know if you're worth a $100 million contract.
And Rico, if he was averaging 15, 16 games a year and putting up 800 to 1,000 yards, this is a completely different conversation. He just hasn't done that. And I don't understand the love affair with J-Mo, especially when they have a lot more offensive weapons that they've already paid or they're going to have to pay. I just don't see it. So use it as trade bait. Get some more picks and let Brad cook, like you guys say.
Hey, Rob. Rob, I have a question for you. Somebody told me that Chad Carr looked really, really – not Chad Carr.
CJ.
CJ Carr looked really, really – my apologies. CJ Carr looked really, really good at spring games. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I read. And also with the whole offensive line coming back, Jeremiah Love, the running back four, is coming back. You know, they reloaded a tight end. Yeah, I mean, they lost both coordinators, kind of similar to the Lions. So that'll be interesting to see. They actually signed Sony. The new defensive coordinator is former Ohio State coordinator, I believe, Chris Ash.
Yes.
I think he was the DC under...
He was the great head coach at Rutgers.
So they're not going after Emali, you know what?
Nico.
Nico, I would say that's out of their price zone, and I don't think he's a Marcus Freeman type.
I don't think Nico fits in Notre Dame. Believe it or not, Rob, I have too much respect for Notre Dame. They ain't going after Nico. I'd be stunned.
What's his name, Rico?
Emaliava.
It's just funny because you just said something about Kitty.
Right. Emaliava.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797.